City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to another Mandan edition of City Current. It's June 21st. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and we are here in the studios at Dakota Media Access, along with Mandan City Administrator Jim Newbar.
Morning, Mary. How are you?
Hey, good. Welcome
Very
to
good.
Summer, huh?
Yes. I think is the official day today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
It is. Well, before we start talking about commission agenda items and any city activity, I think we're talking about what's going on in the community, and that's the dry conditions.
Right. We, as most folks know, fireworks are not allowed at the present time, and we don't see any change in the forecast. You know, I think the next 3 days are going to be quite windy. The little precipitation that we received this past week really did nothing to lessen the fire load. Mm-hmm. So we are asking residents to be mindful. One of the questions that the fire chief indicates that we keep getting asked is, what about, can I still grill? And within the city limits of Mandan, you can still have a charcoal grill. You can still have a gas grill. So if you want to cook out and barbecue, that's all right. You can still have a fire pit, as long as that fire pit is covered with a mesh covering, because we don't want the embers or sparks getting out. Again, the vegetation is still very dry, large fire load, and we want to make sure everybody's safe.
Mm-hmm. And I think Bismarck-Burley County is following suit as well.
Absolutely. I think Bismarck,
pretty consistent.
Burley, Mandan, and Morton are in the absolute same boat.
Yeah. This does not prohibit fireworks from being sold in the area. Am I correct?
That's correct. We think it's a little bit weird, a little bit odd, but fireworks can still be sold. And in Mandan, they have to be sold in the outside of the corporate limit. So within Morton County, they can be sold. And we understand that a lot of people are going, why can you sell fireworks if you can't light them off?
Sure, it does seem a little
We understand
contrary.
The dilemma, and we'll try to work those out in the next couple of years to try and say, you know, figure out if there's something that we can do.
But you could purchase them now, just have to either go somewhere where they're allowed to be blown off, or keep them until New Year's Eve.
Yep, I guess that's the alternative for folks, is to, if you want to buy fireworks, go ahead and buy them, but don't light them off. It is I believe it's a Class B misdemeanor, up to a $1,500 fine if you're caught. So again, we want to make sure that people are mindful and respectful. The police department and fire department are always very busy over the 4th of July. And this year we expect the same thing, because we know there are some folks that will light fireworks no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be on their toes, they'll be hopping. And like we're asking all residents to be respectful of their neighbors and be respectful, so that we're not creating an issue that doesn't need to be.
And just even beyond the fireworks, if you see smoke, if there's an issue, problem, take action right away and call 911.
Absolutely.
Get it going as quickly as possible.
Like the fire chief said this morning, the vegetation out there, well, it might look green. It's everything that's underneath that initial layer of green is very dry and very plentiful, and sparks will cause that to go up in a heartbeat. And therefore, again, if you see smoke, please call 911 and the fire department will be there.
Okay. Well, and we'll just pray for rain.
Yes, that's all we can do.
Or do a rain
right
dance or whatever you need to do to get it going, get some humidity going. Let's go to the commission meeting last night. It was pretty routine, a lot of routine type of activity, but there were a couple of items that were interesting. There was a discussion about the possibility of another interchange on the west side of Mandan for I-94.
Right. We have, we normally will task Bismarck Mandan Development Association, or you'll hear them referred to as BMDA, with projects we want them to work on during the year. This was one of the projects we looked at. We've been hearing from residents that, gee, why isn't there an interchange west of town? There's enough growth there.
You've been hearing that for a long time.
Yeah, I think probably 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to go through and what are the actual steps that need to be taken to justify an interchange, to create an interchange, and, you know, more importantly, where does the money come from to build an interchange?
And we're dealing with the federal government here. This is the Department of Transportation. This isn't a state issue. It's not a local issue. So you're playing on with their rules, and it's a long, tedious process, it sounds like.
What we've told folks is we don't snap our fingers and magically appears an interchange. Yeah. Number one, there's very little infrastructure on the south side of I-94. If you're outside on the west side of Mandan. And although we're growing on the north side, there has been some property property that has changed hands on the south side of the interstate, which will create additional interest in development. So one of the issues that, you know, has been looked at by the Metropolitan Planning Organization over the last few years have been they have studied all of the interchanges between Bismarck and Mann and all the way out to, I think, the truck stop west of town to the truck stop east of Bismarck. And what condition are those interchanges in? And, you know, the Sunset Interchange was the top priority as it needs to be addressed. Mm. And that interchange would need to be addressed first before they'll start looking at an interchange west of town. You know, common kind of logic would look like, boy, if we would have another interchange west of Mandan, that would relieve some traffic
at
the interchange.
And where do you think that would land? I mean, just generally, where would that interchange land on the interstate?
If you're doing an interchange, you're probably out by Rough Rider Estates.
Okay.
And that's kind of halfway between, it might be a mile and a half or 2 miles west. And the, you know, interchanges on the I-94, they don't like them within a mile of each other just because of the traffic issues
sure.
that are created on the off-ramps and things like that. So,
well, it'll be a while before it happens. So
it'll be a while, but the discussion, nice. You know, as we look to long-range transportation plans and they are starting to do the 2020 to 2015 plan, I believe, now is the time when we start yeah. adding things in there, that things that we want them to consider. And this is one of those that the board kind of said, yeah, we need to start
yeah.
taking a good look at this.
Yeah. We probably won't be around when that's done, but for
yeah,
the future again.
But you know, part of the long range planning process mm-hmm. is we need to start looking out into the future, and what, you know, while we might not be able to enjoy it, you know, those that follow us will.
Good stewardship. Another project that was talked yeah. about last night was road project, was the widening of Old Red Trail near that
right.
new Tesoro building and the sports complex.
Correct. We've got a lot of community discussion when the sports complex started constructing, which is maybe a year ago, and dirt was being moved, and there's just a narrow two-lane road right on the south side of Tesoro between Mandan Avenue and Collins Avenue, and what's going to happen with that now that there'll be an increase in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it worked out that the sports complex construction is going on, and also Tesoro is building a new administrative building on the north side of Old Red Trail, which will greatly enhance that area. And so what will happen, folks will see, during probably mid to later July, we will be widening a portion of Old Red Trail to about 250 feet to the east of the entrance of the new Tesoro building.
Turn lanes.
Turn lane. You'll see a right-hand
turn lane. Single lane with turn lanes?
Single lanes with turn lanes.
Okay.
And this will be done in preparation of the sports complex opening this fall. And Tesoro, I think their new admin building will probably be up and running November, December,
nice.
January of this
Good
year.
Timing.
Yep, and it'll relieve some of the traffic issues that folks have indicated on there. We do have another project on the books, which will, in essence, widen Old Red Trail from Mandan Avenue all the way through the Collins Interchange and also north to 27th Street. That's probably on the books for 2020, 2021. So this is kind of a temporary fix for that area with
yeah.
a major project coming up in 3 to 4 years.
But really necessary. I mean, ultimately, it was really just a green space in there until the sports complex
right.
and the Tesoro building that's created this demand.
Yep. So both projects are going up rather quickly. And looking forward to both of those entities.
When is the road construction scheduled to begin?
We will probably get, you know, the bids came in last night about, I think, 11% under that one we had anticipated, which is
nice.
Good. The project will probably start mid to later July and is to be wrapped up by mid-September.
Oh.
And so it'll be a short-lived project.
Before the snow flies.
Yeah, there will be some traffic issues on there. There might have to be pilot cars directing people to and fro. But like I said, be patient, and it'll be well worth it.
Yeah, I think so. Another item on your agenda last night or during the meeting, it was kind of a lengthy discussion, fairly complex issue, and that had to do with a repeal of an ordinance relating to appeals for the Mandan Planning and Zoning Commission. It was a lengthy discussion.
Even hard to read the ordinance.
Yeah, I bet it was. A fairly complex issue, really, it is.
Absolutely. And what it really, if you boil it all down, I think the idea that if a planning and zoning recommendation is made to the City Commission, then, you know, a resident could appeal that decision. Now, that appeal would be heard by the same board, which would be the City Commission, is the ultimate decider of these things. What we tried to do with this appeal was to say, you know, because you're appealing to the same board, the same group of folks, do we really need that appeal mm-hmm. process? Because there's public hearing that is held at the planning and zoning where folks can come in and state their case. There's a public hearing at the city commission level where folks can come in and state their case. By having the appeal process, it just added another step in there. And like I said, the board considered that, and we had several residents talk about, you know, is this a, are we taking away a right that they think they should have? This piece of the code on the appeal process was only put in December of 2016. And we realized,
That's pretty recent.
Yeah, the logistics of this aren't working so well, so let's repeal it. And in turn, the residents came in and testified in front of the commission and said, well, we kind of like that appeal process, or we like parts of it. Maybe it needs some tweaking. The board, you know, ultimately determined to send it back to planning and zoning, where they will have a shot at it next Monday night at the planning and zoning commission level.
Yeah, just
level.
A few nights from now. So.
Right.
Yeah, it really, again, it's complicated. And I think if this is a great example of one of those issues that if you want more information and you want to understand right. how that discussion developed and why they came to that conclusion, go on our website at freetv.org or dakotamediaaccess.org and go into the government meetings yep. and you can watch that. You can listen to that discussion. There's value on all sides of that discussion. I think it also, I always say about these government meetings is that they're just a great civics lesson.
Right.
For people to see how difficult it is to sit in the chair and make these decisions, because you have people coming in that are passionate and intelligent, and they have a very good point, and commissions typically listen yep. to what's being said by the public, and I think it's a win-win for everybody because yep. I think our officials are more informed. They're accountable.
Well, I think
the
I agree with
informed.
You.
Informed.
Yeah, I think last night was a prime example mm-hmm. of citizen engagement in the process.
Exactly.
Is that, you know, you had three or four citizens come in and made very eloquent and strong arguments and stated their case. The commission looked at it and considered and then voted to, or a motion was made and seconded, and it passed 3-1 to send this issue back to planning, or mm-hmm. send it to planning and zoning, have them consider it and bring it up. So, If one ever thinks that, well, even if I go to a commission meeting, they've always got their mind made up and they're not going to change what they do or anything like that, that's not how it
no.
works. If citizens do get involved, there are sometimes when the commission, they still may not agree with you, but you will get a chance to state your case. And at the end of the day, I think that's what we all want, is to mm-hmm. be able to make an argument for something that we want. And our commissioners are very good about listening to folks. Again, prime example last night, they stated their case and the issue was sent back to
yeah,
planning and zoning.
It was a great example. And, you know, I'm always kind of amused by people who say, I didn't know what was going
right.
on. They come to commission meetings later than they should, or I wasn't informed. And, you know, it gets to the next issue I wanted
right.
to mention. And it really is just about access. We talked the last time we met about our website and how we store the meetings. One other issue I wanted to bring up, and I've got it up on the screen here, is accessing just our message board that we manage here at Dakota Media Access. And you can get there I wanted to mention that specifically on our government access page, we have, and the channel, you will see a new message board that we are now using. And it's been a process. Our staff has worked very hard to redesign this board. And I think it provides some valuable information. As you can see on the screen, we have a few different zones that have different pieces of information. Primarily at the top, you'll see
right.
the current date and the current weather conditions. The main body of the screen will show you still all the messages that come in from the community. And we do take messages from the community, as long as it's from nonprofit or government groups or churches, that type of thing. We provide those messages free of charge, and we will put those on our message board. But also on the lower left-hand corner of the screen, we have a Facebook feed
yep.
that we put in there, and right now is popping up the City of Mandan's
right.
Facebook feed. So anything that's going out on the City of Mandan's Facebook is popping into this message board as well as our Facebook yep. feed will pop up in there for our messages and things that are happening here. And now we've just seen Bismarck's Facebook feed pop yep. up again here. So another message. So
I think it's interesting that, you know, you've been doing this job for a long time, and I have been in my position for a long time. And if we look at from where we've been 10 years ago or even 15 years ago to now, and the amount of information that is out there for the public, it's just incredible. You know, it used to be you would read the minutes in the newspaper, a week later.
Which you still do.
We still publish. Yep. And now folks watch online. They can watch the replays. They can actually watch whenever they want to from DMA's website. So the amount of information, again, we always encourage folks, you know, do your homework. And the information is out there. Mm-hmm. It just might take some looking. You're free to call any of us at City Hall. And anyone here at Dakota Media, I think, that will help lead you in that right direction.
Yeah. You also have a newsletter that you publish on a monthly basis?
We put the Mandan Messenger out generally on a monthly basis. Okay. We might miss a month depending on if there's another insert. This is, like I said, it's published on a monthly basis. Some months it'll be a two-pager, and some months we have it scheduled to be a four-pager depending on
what's going on,
the amount of information that goes in. It is an insert into your utility bill from the City of Mandan, which includes your...
Oh, so it's a printed piece. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. And we are... And have been talking about for about a year or two now to make this more user-friendly electronically. And also, you know, our new latest Mandan Messenger came out in just yesterday, I believe.
Okay.
It's important for folks to know that we've got several cycles of utility bills that go out. And so our folks need to be looking ahead about a month in advance. So when you get the information on the Mandan Messenger, really it's covering July activities and August activities is going out now. Mm-hmm. And so we try and make sure it's as up to date as possible.
I see that. I just checked on your website and here it did come out just yesterday. So people can access the newsletter on your website. They can also sign up for it, correct? Yep. And get it deposited automatically in their email account.
One of the cool things are cool in my world. Maybe it's not so cool in someone else's world, but you can sign up for email updates. And whether it's a city commission meeting, whether it's a planning and zoning meeting, Mandan Growth Fund, or the Mandan Messenger, whether the library meets, you'll get an automatic email when that meeting notice is posted on the website so that you don't have to continually go back and check and see if you'll get an email. We've got a lot of people that are using that. And like I said, it's a real benefit to folks.
Another thing that you want to get out there is job openings that the City of Mandan has periodically. And I was aware that your program director has resigned her position, moved on to another position. She's a wonderful person that we've worked with here. So that's an opening that's coming available soon, but you have other job openings in the city.
Yep, I think we've got four or five. We have some continual openings out there. Right now, the police department for police officers has that position opening. There are several positions open in the police department right now that stays continually out there because normally we are never fully staffed in the PD because folks are turning over, they're going to other opportunities and things like that. So normally we have police department openings. Right now, our billing official, Doug Lalem, has taken another job in Williams County. So we're actively looking for a billing official for the City of Mandan. Doug has been with us for, I think, 4 years, done a great job. And Krista Rausch, now after she got married, she will be leaving. Actually, tomorrow is her last day, so that position is out there.
A program director position?
She's a program coordinator, so she helps Ellen Huber, our business development direct and communications director, out, and myself with meeting notices. There's some administrative duties along with that, whether it's taking minutes at meetings, but Krista has been the primary pusher behind the Mandan Messenger and articles like that that are getting out. We also, on our website, we link to our Facebook page, and she does the managing of that too. And some people think, well, you put a Facebook page out there, it's there, and you don't have to do anything with it. That's about the farthest thing from the truth that there is, because you need to monitor and continually put things, because today's day and age, that's how younger folks and even us older folks are finding out a lot of information.
Exactly.
So we'll post our job openings to the Facebook page and things like that, too. So we're trying a lot of different things over the last few years in order to, again, put that information out for the public so that they're well informed. And if they have questions, again, if they're looking for something, they don't find it, give us a call.
So you have a variety of full-time jobs available right now.
Yep.
Everything from a creative administrative person in your office to police department and building and inspections.
Yep. So, and we also have, I think we have an opening in our public works for an equipment operator.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, something for everyone. And to mention too, from our fire department standpoint, we're always looking for part-time firefighters, which technically over the years have been called our volunteer firefighters. But we continually need to add to that staffing level so that that opening is out there on a continual basis too.
So if someone was interested in applying for any of these positions, they would go to your website?
Go to our website, click under the jobs tab, and that will take you. You can apply online, and so you don't have to push paper. And that's really how we are accepting our job application is online right now.
Job openings.
So
that's your first step.
That's the first step. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you will see the openings. I think there are four or five of them out there right now. So if you're interested, you're looking for a job, cityofmandan.com and click on the jobs tab and away you go.
Excellent.
We've also, the code enforcement officer is posted out there also. So we're looking for one of those folks, which is
real variety of positions here that could satisfy a number of people.
Yep.
You mentioned, you just talked about the police department not being fully staffed, and the mayor last night mentioned Paul Langang,
right?
And who was a deputy chief of the for the city for quite a long time.
Yep, Paul and I are the same age, and it's we got tease folks because we were locker mates, I think, in seventh grade at the old junior high, and that will
He's
age.
He's an L, and you an N.
Yeah, that'll age both of us, I think. But Paul is in a cancer fight right now, and we've had a benefit that the several members of our police department put on in March. It was hugely successful, and we are so grateful for the residents of not only Bismarck and Mandan from the whole community in the entire state. Paul's been within the PD, I think, since he's 18 or 19 years old.
So over 40 years.
Over 40
he's been
years.
With the Mandan Police Department.
Right.
Wow.
Paul's moved up to the ranks. He's been a lieutenant. He's been our drug task force officer for many years and has been our deputy police chief now for, it might be going on 10 years, I lose track.
I don't know him well, but I had a couple of opportunities to meet him on a very positive basis.
Yeah, that's good.
I got to add that when you talk about the police.
It's always good when you can meet a cop on good terms instead of other than good terms.
Yeah. So the big fundraiser has already happened,
right?
But there is still a continual need for assistance for the family. Yeah. He's got a lot of medical expenses.
Yep, a lot of medical expenses.
If people want to still give, that is a possibility.
Absolutely. I believe you can contact the Mandan Police Department. Lieutenant Chris Miller, I think, with our staff is coordinating those efforts. And if you call the Mandan PD, they will direct you. Their number is 667-3250, and give them a holler and they'll direct you to the right place. I think all of us are keeping Paul and Kelly and the family in our thoughts and prayers. And like I said, we're looking forward to recovery for him. I know that some people have visited with Paul lately. He's lost a little weight.
He's fighting the fight.
And fighting the fight, and we are in there with him.
Yeah.
So
he's given a lot to the community. So
yep, as the wristbands that most of us have, no one fights alone. And like I said, Paul's been a very valuable member of our community for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish
and continues to be so.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, switching gears a bit. To another fine point of Mandan. And Mandan has always known how to throw a party. in the 4th of July is a famous, Mandan's famous for their activities, and that's going to be the same this year. It's going
to
be a great event.
If you can't find something to do in Mandan or Bismarck, Mandan, or wherever you are, the activities start in Mandan on, I think, July 1st. And there will be what they call extreme bull riding, I believe, on the 1st of July.
Yep.
And the rodeo, I won't say normal rodeo, because rodeos in my mind are never normal. They're always a great deal of fun and great crowds, the July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And like I said, if you're looking for more information, I think you have the pamphlet right
there.
There's
a lot of information here.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Pamphlets are around Mandan at pretty much all of our participating businesses. You can pick them up on their counter.
Yeah, lots of sponsors.
If you're online, if you look up Mandan Progress Organization.org, that schedule will be there too. And like I said, if you can't find something to do in Mandan over the 4th of July, you're just not looking hard enough, or you may have crawled under a rock.
Yeah, and I think on your website too, under visitors, you can go to events, and then you will get to Mandan Rodeo Days right here, and it is extensive. There's a lot of information that's going to come up here, hopefully in a couple seconds here, but there is a large schedule of events. So
I think Del Wetch, with the executive director for the Mandan Progress organization, does a great job. And we also have to kick in for our volunteer committees. The Mandan Rodeo is really run by a subcommittee of the MPO, and that is the Rodeo Committee, and those folks are volunteers. And we want to, like I said, a great big shout out to them, and also to the sponsors of the rodeo. This event takes a lot of time and talent and money. And from our standpoint, the businesses in Mandan and Bismarck both contribute to make this event a success. And like I said, a big shout out to them, because it just wouldn't be possible without all of our generous sponsors.
And would you say that the rodeo is kind of the heart and where it started? Is that where the history of this event and the whole tradition started, is with the rodeo?
I think the rodeo, being a former committee member, one of the years the slogan was, "We're older than the oldest." And I don't know if it was Prescott, Arizona, or somewhere that was in competition with us, but we keep saying we're older than the oldest. And I think this is where it all started, from the parade on the 4th of July to Art in the Park to Kaleidoscope, which is kind of a variety act entertainment at the high school auditorium.
There's a school reunion.
Yep, all school reunion goes on every year. And like I said, it's incredible the amount of volunteers that put this on. And the sponsorships, and also, welcome everybody to town. Everybody has a good time.
Well, Art in the Park is a big draw, too, and it looks like you've got almost 150 vendors. I mean, it's huge.
It's amazing, and these folks come back year after year after year, and I think it's helped a little bit when, touch on a little bit, the diesel fuel cleanup started occurring, and we were created some more green space downtown as we were added additional vendors for Art in the Park.
You've got a great location for all of this.
It's gorgeous down there, and like lots of people.
And the parade is always fun.
Parade's incredible. It kind of looks, I think there might be a picture floating around of the buggies and blues that went on last weekend, and one of the pictures of all the people and all the vehicles that were downtown. It's something to see. And again, the Mandan Progress organization does a great job in doing that, and the volunteer committees are
covered wagons.
Chuck wagon races out at the rodeo.
Pitchfork fondue, Mandan Moose
Doll
Lodge,
and pet parade too one night, and
mounted shooting. I thought that was really interesting. I have a brother-in-law in Florida who does that, and they have a course.
Right.
And they're on their horses with guns, but they're shooting at balloons at strategic locations. And it's fascinating to watch.
I've seen video of that. I've never seen it in person before, but
it's a lot harder than it looks. I tried it.
You watch, you watch the old Westerns and you think, oh, how can they shoot everybody riding their horse?
Exactly.
It's incredible when you try and hit a balloon on top of a horse. Yep.
Well, that's coming up over the 4th of July, July 1st through the 4th. Lots of activities over in Mandan. A lot of them free.
A lot of them are free.
And walk into it.
Yeah, Art in the Park, the parade, they're not costing you anything. I think we'll probably see pickup trucks and trailers being lined up on Main Street probably starting several days before the parade, which is always, it's entertaining in my world to say they'll, whether it's June 25th or 26th, they'll start getting their spot ready.
Oh,
my
gosh.
And it's kind of like a family gathering down there. So it's really a good time.
Yeah, it is. Well, thanks, Jim.
Hey, appreciate it.
We'll see you after all of the events. We'll see you again in mid-July after this big celebration is over with. So everybody go down and have fun at the rodeo and the parade and Art in the Park over the 4th of July. So, and again, thank you for watching as well. If you'd like any more information on the issues that we talked about today, you can visit the City of Mandan's website at cityofmandan.com or call them at 701-667-3215. And if you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like us to address on future city current issues, just contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD and on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast at kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this Mandan edition of City Current.